Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are going to begin Perek Yesh Nochalin, the eighth Perek of Maseches Babasa. So Yesh, it is all about Yerusha. Yesh Nochalin Manchilin. There are some relatives that they inherit and receive inheritance. Yesh Nochalin V'lo Manchilin. There are some that inherit from the relatives but do not bequeath to the relatives. Manchilin V'lo Nochalin. There are those that bequeath but do not receive. Lo Nochalin V'lo Manchilin. And there are those relatives that neither bequeath nor receive. V'elo Nochalin Manchilin. The following relatives, it's a two-way street. Ha'avis abanim, a father with his sons, va'abanim esa'av, and the sons to the father, va'achin min ha'av, brothers that share the same father. In all those cases, nochalin umanchilin, they both inherit and they bequeath. Ha'ish esimo, man and his mother, ve'ish esishto, and a man and his wife, ubnei achayos, sons of a guy's sisters, can inherit from the mother's brother if he dies without any other relatives that are closer, but they do not bequeath to him. So that's nochalin v'lo manchilin. That's the second category, those that inherit but do not bequeath. Ha'isha espaneha, a woman and her children, if she is no longer married and she dies, so her inheritance goes to her children, but when they die she doesn't get their inheritance. Ve'isha esbaila, and a woman who's a married woman and she dies, her Yerusha goes to the husband, but she doesn't get her husband's Yerusha if he dies, because his own descendants will get it. And brothers of someone's mother, when a man dies without having any closer relatives, his inheritance goes to his sister's children, but he will not inherit from his sister's children. So those are cases of manchilin, where you bequeath, but velo nochlin. And brothers from the same mother, it goes in neither direction. They're not nochel, nor are they manchil. Mishnah Bay, Seder Nachlos Kachu, the order of who gets inheritance first is as follows. Ish kiyamus venein lo v'avartim es nachlaso libito, that first to his son, but if a man dies he doesn't have any sons, so it goes to his daughter. So ben kodin labas, you see from there that a son comes before the daughter. V'chol yotzi reicho shel ben kodin labas, not only is it the son himself, but if the son is no longer alive but he has children, his children come before a daughter. Bas kodem es liachin, a daughter comes before brothers. Yotzi reicho shel bas kodin liachin, the children of the daughter also come before any brothers. Achin kodin one's own brothers come before one's father's brothers. And even one's own brother's children comes before one's father's brothers. And the rule is that if someone is further up on the line as far as Yerusha is concerned, his children are also further up on the line. Father comes before any of his descendants. Meaning if the guy didn't have any children, didn't have any descendants, then the Yerusha goes to the father of the person who died before it goes to any of the brothers. And if he had no descendants and no father and no brothers or sisters or their descendants, then the inheritance goes to the grandfather before it goes to any uncles and aunts. So that's what it means. Ha'av kodem l'chol yotzei yerecho. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph we went through the four categories. That there's a category of people who receive Yerusha and bequeath, that receive but do not bequeath, a bequeath but do not receive, and then neither receive nor bequeath. And then in Mishnah Beis, we went through the order as being that the son comes before the daughter comes before the brothers come before the father's brothers, and whenever we say someone comes before somebody, it means that not only does the someone come before somebody, but the someone and all their descendants come before the person who's later online, and a father comes before all the other relatives. Be'ez Hashem, for someone who themselves doesn't have any descendants. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel.